And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Cooper, Cooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And what a big event we've got this week, Tony. What a huge thing for the world. What a global, life-changing experience for all concerned. It
really?
Is, of course, Bonfire Night.
Yay!
This Wednesday, Bonfire Night. Apparently, there's some other things going on, but I haven't really noticed. We will be talking about Bonfire Night later on in the show. And we will also, of course, be talking about the US election, which is happening as we speak. But what I thought I'd do, rather, because most of the British podcasters will have a Bonfire Night, Guy Fawkes Night theme for the title of the show this week.
Okay.
And every single podcaster in the US will have something to do with the US election. I thought to combine the two and what we're both like, I thought we'd call this week's show the UK Erection Special. How about that?
That'd be fine.
Wouldn't it? And do you know what I'd like more than anything else, Tony?
What?
Pirate love.
Yeah, I was saved by a bullet made for another. Still I got shot now and I have taste of you. It's like the taste of a diet coke. She hacked my computer, she pirated my mind. Where's my minutes were all lies. Now where do you think you're gonna crawl? I am the one with the remote control.
So, Tony, that was Pirate Love and You Don't Break My Heart, which is a lie. Of course, you have done.
Yeah.
But I know that the one impression you can do is of a pirate. Would you do an impersonation of Pirate Love for me?
Yar, I'll be giving you a bit of love.
That is Pirate Love from Voodoo Rhythm Records, from their new album, which I have got by my side. And if I'd thought about it, I'd have had it ready. Let me see here. Here goes, Pirate Love, and it's their new album, which is in such dark letters, and I'm in the half light. I can't actually read it. You'll have to talk for a second while I switch a light on.
Yar, we'll be going to switch the light on, so he does. Yar, yar, lighting the lantern. Yar,
yar, yar. It's called Black Voodoo Space Blues, but it's all written very dark on the front. On the back, it's not. It's a really, really good album. It's reminiscent of Wary Los Args, Tony.
Oh, really?
It's out on Voodoo Rhythms Records right now. It should be in our MySpace Top Friends this week. What I want to know is, what is Pirate Love's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Pirate Love.
No, MySpace.com/The Pirate Love. I think I might win it this week, mate.
The Pirate Love?
The Pirate Love, yeah. I checked out, there's already a Pirate Love. It's some idiot in America with one friend. Right, or perhaps they tried it first and that, as usual, they didn't realise they needed to set up a music profile, so they set up... Because I've done that before, and you set up Pirate Love, right? Well, I mean, I haven't. I'm just saying, for an example, you set up Pirate Love on a normal MySpace profile, realise you only put one song on it, and then go, oh, no, we need a music profile. And then you can't have Pirate Love because it's gone, so you have the Pirate Love. The long and the short of it is, Tone, it's probably be the Internet One, Tony Neil. You're listening to the Planet Smashers right now. In my opinion, Canada's, or in fact, Canada Nardiner's, premier ska band. And it's time for MySpace Latest Comments.
Okay.
And I've got a load this week, but three of them are from the same person. If you do have a comment for us, if you have something, a message you'd like to leave us, and you're on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio. That's what Alana Nardiner did from Canada Nardiner. She said, dear Paul, you know I keep saying that everybody seems to like you more than me now.
Right. Yeah.
Dear Paul, it's not that everyone likes Tony more now. It's a simple fact that the more you complain about how much everyone loves him, the more people will think you've gone completely emo. Kinblurred. And that you hate your life. I think it's due to the fact you've been too nice to everyone lately. Man up, Alan. Alana Nardiner.
P.S. Man up.
P.S. Man up, yeah. P.S. Oh, excuse me. I've got a terrible cold. P.S. When I heard the beginning to this Halloween show, I thought I was listening to the 666 show from forever ago. Cheers for screwing with my mind. That's the old punky that I've missed dearly. Alana Nardiner. That's right, isn't it?
Nice, yeah.
I'm not very happy about the fact that she's accused me of being Kinblurred.
Kinblurred. And telling Kinblurred. You to man up.
That's yeah, I didn't think I needed a man up, but she's probably right. I've been a bit of a ponce recently. Anyway. Cooper. Thank you for the ad, you cunt scab crotch goblins. Now you have another Canardan to piss off. I just found you smacked hard, so I have a lot of episodes to do before I get caught up. Now fuck off, Keena.
We're back to usual standard then.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Now comes a three-part MySpace comment from the lovely Richard. Friends should call him Dick. Right. I haven't listened to this week's podcast yet, mainly because I've been up home in Newcastle. But that's not the reason I haven't been near a computer. Well, it is. Just not that us Geordies are primitive beings with no technology. I know at least six people who know people with a TV. Sarcasm. Yeah, but they don't live in Newcastle, do they? They're a bit further south. Everyone in Newcastle listens to watches the telly on a stick. Anyway, I didn't hear my name called out in the How We Met thing the week before last, and I doubt it's in this week. I apologise in advance, but I bet it's not because, let's face it, it took you 2 weeks to accept me. You're a couple of lazy cunts. So, how did we meet, Paul? Please, don't make me do this myself. I'm too busy. What with watching this Dutch film... No, open brackets. No, it's not porn. Close brackets. Something about JQs and the war. More to the point, I have shite loads of coursework to be doing. And way, some Dutch lass has just got a knockers out. So, yeah, Punky is the muffins, chuff. Richard. But I did send him a message back explaining that when you add Punky on MySpace... I don't do a how did we meet. That's when you add me personally on Facebook, you fucking idiot, etc, etc. Right. So then we get another message from me saying, I couldn't find you on Facebook, you pair of right shit lickers. Feel free to send me some kind of fucking link, though. Much love. Richard, I should have done this in a Geordie accent. I couldn't find you on Facebook, like, you pair of right shit lickers. Feel free to send me some kind of fucking link, though. Much love, Richard. I just left it. I thought, this bloke's clearly a fucking idiot. Right? Left it a bit and then got another message from... I have a medical condition which makes me a dense twat. I was under the impression that there was a punky Facebook page as opposed to... Shearer! As opposed to a Paulie B Facebook page. I am now grovelling. You hear me? Fucking grovelling. But you're still lazy cunt buckets. Much love, Richard. Right. Well, I hope that's explained things. Basically, in the first one, he demonstrated he was an idiot. In the second one, he demonstrated he was an idiot. And the third one, he demonstrated he was a fucking idiot. There we go. Well done, Richard. You idiot. By the way, stop saying cunt. We don't like saying it.
Yeah.
There concludes the MySpace comments. Tony, it's already been a great month podcast, Ali, but I bet you're still dealing with last month, ain't ya?
I think so. I might just squeeze into November. But thank you all, yeah, for your vote so far. Great.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah?
In the exact same way, I could only just squeeze into these briefs.
Nice. But if you haven't voted for us so far this month, please do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here's the top five for this week. I just came across Punky for the first time and I love it. The guys are funny and interesting and the music is great. Very cool show. KZ Lars 37.
You fucking legend, KZ Lars.
Thank you very much. Bless you. Best show on the internet. A load of nonsensical chat that will make you laugh your ass off, and music that you've probably never heard before, but will want to hear much more of. Bill from New York. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, Bill, that's great, but Tony, could you read that again as a pirate?
Yar. It be the best show on the internet. Arr. A load of nonsensical chat that will make you laugh your ass off, and music that you have probably never heard before, but we want to hear much more of. Yar, Bill, New York, yar.
That's the first stuttering, badly educated pirate I've ever heard.
Thank you very much. More of the same. Terrific radio show. More of the same, please. This is what music used to be. Loud, banging, and full of attitude. More, more, more. DJ RLA Smith.
How'd you like it?
How'd you like it? More, more. DJ or Digital Smith. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, so true. Punky. Once in a while, lads, you get it just right. The Halloween special was fantastic. My favourite band was definitely the Guana Bats from Black Cat. Thank you very much.
Well, Black Cat's not wrong. Although saying that, that's a bit weird because I've done my Geordie impression. You've mentioned the Black Cat, of course, the Mackens nickname, in the same bit. There could be a fight in the northeast simply by somebody listening to Punky.
Great.
Nice. Tony.
Oh, that's very nice. And finally, Punky kicks ass.
It does.
But what's your strange new obsession with prison sex, Kimblood? Kimblood.
Kimblood!
As for my feminine side, I'll show it to you one day, then I'll bend you over and fuck you with it. Give you something to smile about. P.S. Keep up the good work, lads. From Lord Raylock.
I love Lord Raylock, I'll tell you what. I do. What I'd really like, I'd like a celebrity death match in plasticine form of you and Lord Raylock. Not the real you two. I don't really want him to buttfuck you to death.
No.
But I would like someone to make a sort of claymation celebrity death match of you two. It'd be brilliant.
That would be great.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening and doing an art degree or something, why don't you just put that together in a couple of weeks and send it over?
Yeah, or the next time he's inside for 6 months, he'll have time on his hands.
That's
true. Maybe do it himself.
Learn a new trade. Yeah.
Yes, Tony, thank you for that great sentence.
Thanks.
All right, it's time for song two. Now, I have got a slight feeling that we might have played this before.
Okay.
But I don't think so. It came through from Manila PR, or as I call them, Vanilla. Purr. I think this one came through from the lovely Gemma, but it's by Smudge, and it's their latest EP that's out called a Stayfield Regret. It's got three tracks on it, and it's kind of pop punk. It's a little bit light for this show, but it's quite nice. And a lot of our fans out there, frankly, are a little bit light for this show. And even though I think something's a bit light for the show, everyone else seems to fucking love it and says, why do you play all that oval stuff you normally do? We want more Smudge even. So first of all, Tony, what I want to know is, what is Smudge's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Smudge Band.
No, just Smudge. Oh. MySpace.com/Smudge. So that's probably being the internet too. Tony Neil. This one kind of fits in with Gunpowder Plot on explosions and the war on terror and all that sort of thing, Tony. This is Lock and Load.
This is not goodnight. This is just the start. I can give you anything that you want. This is not goodnight. This is just the start. And I can give you anything that you want. Anyway, I'm your soul.
So that was Smudge, Lock and Load there, and this is the Chup Chups in the background there. I love them. I can't wait to go back to LA to see them little Chup Chups. I strongly recommend that you look for them on our MySpace Top Friends, the Chup Chups, as well as the Smudge, in fact,
yeah.
And of course Pirate Love, and all the bands we're playing on this show. Or is it all the bands we're playing on this show? Ha 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 ha. Now, Tone, I don't know whether you've noticed, but it's the American election right now, going on right now, as we're talking right now, in fact.
Really?
And who do you think is going to win?
I'd like to think Obama would win it. I don't know who actually.
And why? Why would you like him to win it?
Just because I don't like McCain more than so that I like Obama.
He makes lovely chips, though.
That's true. McCain just seems a bit more like Bush.
Well, yeah, what with him being a Republican, yes, Tony. Let's not oversimplify it. You haven't got an opinion, have you, really?
Yeah, that is my opinion. I don't like McCain.
That is your opinion. You
but
don't
not,
like McCain because he's
on
an old
politics.
Mm. He is an old fool, basically. I mean, yes, he's a Vietnam War vet. Fair enough. He's got some history that the Americans can identify with him, and quite frankly, he's white, which is going to mean that he'll get an amount of votes that for people that were wavering would probably go with the safe option, because Obama, I think, is going to be, quite frankly, in a day or two's time, the first black president of the United States. He's also got a name that, let's face it, is something more akin with the Middle East. And I have a feeling that regardless of how we'll do at home, because as far as home policy goes, I think there's questions about both of them. On the world stage, Obama is going to be very well received indeed. I think he'll be able to deal with the Middle East, he'll be able to deal with Africa. I think he's more likely to be able to deal with Russia, because he's not a hardliner. And I just think nobody knows how anyone's going to get on with China ever. But I think Obama has got a better chance of being really quite a good statesman on the world stage. But I do think a lot of what he says is a little bit cliched. And I don't think actually there's a lot of substance to the man. I just think that as long as he's got good advisors, he'll be fantastic. I do also think that McCain has got an absolute lunatic for a running mate. that is one masterstroke that really backfired very, very quick. Did you hear on the that bloody Canardinans playing up on her again?
Joke prank call.
Yeah, making out there with Sarkozy and her just falling for hook, line and sinker. This woman is not prepared for the world at all. She's like, there's a good reason she was governor of Alaska. I don't think they even liked her being in the main bit of America. I mean, like, just to keep her up there, that's fine. She's a complete prick. So anyway, I don't think McCain will win. I think Obama will, and I think it'll be good news for the world, but not necessarily good news for internal states politics, etc., etc. And I'm not sure whether we can really bring anything to the economic situation in the US, and obviously I am an expert on this, being a punk rock DJ.
I think he probably would do more than McCain, possibly.
Yeah, well, you just don't know. I mean, he would be more of the same, and like, I know that the world is going through a global economic shutdown at the moment. But I don't really think you can blame the Republican Party for that. I think it's just a world thing that just happened. I think the economy is a cyclical thing in the world. You go through every 4 or 5 years, you have a little dip. This is a bigger dip than normal. And it's just like these things happen, you know. But I still think Obama is better for the good of the world. Now, one thing that was very good for the world, Tony, occurred in 1605.
Okay.
Now, have you heard of the Gunpowder Plot?
I have heard of it.
Of course you have, because you're a good Englishman, and we all know that in 1605, Guy Fawkes attempted something. Bloody Catholics, always causing trouble. Yeah. If it's not the Catholics, it's the Muslims, I tell you. Right? They tend to follow each other. I've just thought of that. You do tend to get a bit of Catholic grief and then a bit of Muslim grief. It's rather like the cyclical global economy. Right now, I mean, we had the IRA for years and then they backed off when they realised the Muslims were taking it a bit more seriously. We got the same thing now. Anyway, I will give you a Wikipedia history of both the Gunpowder Plot and Guy Fawkes. This is on Wikipedia. I've kept it simple for the Americans, right? The Gunpowder Conspiracy of 1605, or the Powder Treason, or Gunpowder Plot, as it was known at the time, was a failed assassination attempt by a group of provincial English Catholics against King James I of England and 6th of Scotland. The plot intended to kill the king, his family, and most of the Protestant aristocracy in a single attack by blowing up the Houses of Parliament during the state opening on 5th of November 1605. The conspirators had also planned to abduct the royal children not present in Parliament and incite a popular revolt in the Midlands. That could have affected you, Tom.
Wow.
So, that's the Wikipedia on the Gunpowder Plot. Wikipedia on Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes, 13th April 1570 to 31st January 1606, sometimes known as Guido Fawkes, that's asking for trouble, was a member of a group of English Roman Catholic revolutionaries who planned to carry out the Gunpowder Plot. Although Robert Catesby was the lead figure in thinking up the actual plot, Fawkes was put in charge of executing the plan for his military and explosive experience. The plot was foiled shortly before its intended completion, as Fawkes was captured while guarding the gunpowder. Suspicion was aroused by his wearing of a coat, boots and spurs, as if he intended to leave very quickly. That would be a giveaway, wouldn't it? If the rest of them are just in their finery and he's there all lashed up, ready to jump on a horse. Fawkes has left a lasting mark on history and popular culture. Held in the United Kingdom and some parts of the Commonwealth on November 5th is Bonfire Night, centred on the plot and Fawkes. He's been mentioned in popular film, literature and music by people such as Charles Dickens and John Lennon. There are geographical locations named after Fawkes, such as Ela Guy Fawkes in the Galapagos Islands and Guy Fawkes River in Australia. Now, the thing is, Tony, it's a good point, actually. Has there ever been a good film made about the Gunpowder Plot?
I can't think of one.
Oh, I don't think there has. There's not been a modern one.
The V for Vendetta, well, that wasn't about the plot, was it? That featured Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes was in it, wasn't he? But
yeah, he just wore the Guy Fawkes mask and wanted to blow up Parliament because it was a fascist state. But it wasn't about... It was more...
Yeah, it wasn't about the original Guy Fawkes, was it? I don't think there's been a good film made of it.
No.
I think it's time, Tony. Get out your camcorder. Let's do something different for a change.
With the camcorder. Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, for those of you in the rest of the world, that's why on Bonfire Night, every November the 5th, we build up a big bonfire and richly burn a Catholic.
Yeah.
And while we're doing it, we set off bangers. Now then, Tony.
Yeah.
Have you got a twat?
I have, kind of. Thank you all for your nominations so far. The well will always run the risk of being dry, so if you do know a twat, and let's face it, you do, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Now, this is particularly important, the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
Yes, indeed.
Fat boy.
Don't call me names!
So this week is from Fat Boy. A up. Don't have any twat this week. Story of my life. So I thought I'd nominate someone who turns out to be not a twat. Recently changed jobs to work for a, recently changed jobs to work for a big corporate monster who shall remain nameless. And in a recent meeting with the boss's boss, it turns out not only did he have a couple of albums out in the 90s and is still a tub thumper, but when comparing musical tastes, he actually knew who the Apocalypse Babies were and some of their songs. Quite impressive for someone. I expected it to be another boring suit. There is hope for his IT geeks yet. Love and kisses, Fatboy. Now, Fatboy neglected to mention the twat's name, where they're from, and, you know, didn't have a reason for them being a twat. So Fatboy's going to be my twat this week.
Well, yeah, but first of all, we need to do that Nameless Bloke is not a twat.
But we don't know where he's from. But Nameless Bloke, yeah, okay, we can do that.
Yeah, right, yeah, so.
So Nameless Bloke from somewhere in the ether is not,
A twat.
But Fatboy from Leeds in the UK... Isn't he? I thought he was from Leeds.
No, he's from Wake.
I thought he just met us in Wakefield. Oh, could be wrong. I thought he travelled to Wakefield. Wake. Okay. Well.
But say Yorkshire.
Ah, okay, yeah. So Fatboy from Yorkshire in the UK is a twat. Thank you. So email me, tony@punkradio.com. Thank you very much.
Very nicely done, Tony. Baku Hatsu, rock and roll! So that is Overdrive and Bakuhatsu. There you go. That's Overdrive and Bakuhatsu Rock and Roll. There you go. That was me, not the any dropouts there. That was Overdrive and Bakuhatsu Rock and Roll there from JapanFiles.com. You, every once in a while, well, actually quite often, I get a crazy Japanese punk band to play courtesy of JapanFiles.com, and I do really appreciate their help. Check them out. They've got loads and loads of punk and rock and indie and alternative, and they've even got some hip-hop stuff. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Overdrive's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/OverdriveJapan.
No, it isn't. They haven't got one. They haven't got a website either. You have to go via their record company's website, which is peoplesrecords.net/artist, and you should find them there. So that is Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony Nil. That was quite severe, wasn't it?
A little bit. It's fine.
What's even more severe, though, is GoDaddy. I don't know whether you've checked them out.
No.
Well, you should, Tony, because essentially they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
easy podcasting.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a Punky 2 code, which entitles you to 20... Oh, I'm sorry, that's...
Punky 2.
Thank you. Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over over £35. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, a baby.
Exactly. So I must just stress again, it is Punky 2, that's...
Punky 2.
And it's over £35. So go to your GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Yeah. Okay.
That was quite straightforward.
It is.
Tony, have you got anything that you'd like to say here?
Not anything massively particular. No, don't think so.
Right. Okay. Can we just remind people of ways to listen to the show?
Okay. So easiest and best way is always to listen to us through iTunes. So if you have iTunes installed, please make sure you subscribe, which you can do by going to punkyradio.com and on the left clicking on the iTunes link, which will take you to our music store page, and you can subscribe from there. And whilst you're subscribing, of course, please review us, 5 stars only. I'm going to read those out. You can always listen to us through, obviously, BT Podshow, punkyradio.btpodshow.com, our home. I can always listen to the latest show on there, stream it on the in the old website, and the archives go back through to April 2006.
Right, and you can also listen to us on hussyskunk.com and wickedradio.org. We are on those internet radio stations every week, several times a week. The best thing to do is just go and check out those websites, hussyskunk.com and wickedradio.org. Deal?
Yeah.
And there's also Second Life.
Which we don't
You
know.
Can look out for Trafalgar Hastings soon. I'm still not
really?
Quite there. It's a great name. I'm still not on it, no, but I am going to check it out at some point. And we've got our own radio station there on Trent Island. If you're on Second Life, do check out Trent Island and check us out on there.
Yeah.
That sounds like a deal.
I think that's all of them.
Now then, Tony.
Yes.
As you know, I'm not a fan of concept albums per se.
No.
But when Voodoo Rhythm send me a concept album, I take it a bit more seriously. Now, this has come from a band called Movie Star Junkies, and it's called Melville. It's a tribute to Moby Dick.
Nice.
Which is quite interesting, because the next band we're playing has Dick in it as well. I've just noticed. This show does flow a bit better than I thought. The show's got a flow, yeah. Mm. The show's got a flow, man. No, the show's got a flow. Yo. Right, and so this is Melville, Movie Star Junkies. And now this is a 12-track concept. It's a little bit slower and more, as you'd expect, it's a bit more sea shanty-ish. I'd go along with kind of, it's fairly Tom Waitsy, fairly Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds-y in concept. It's a bit, I'll tell you what, it's not unlike XTC, for those older listeners out there. But I am going to play this now, Tony. What I want to know is what is Movie Star Junkie's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MovieStarJunkies
It is. It's Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 1, and this is Run Away From Me.
When Elvis came to town, I lost my memory.
Movie Star Junkies and Run Away From Me, out on Voodoo Rhythm Records, should be in our top friends this week, Tony. This is Mustang Lightning, as you will hear from the familiar motorbike starting. We were just discussing while that song was on about sneezing. We were just talking about sneezing, weren't we? And because you did two sneezes that very nearly burst my eardrums. And I said to you the best thing to do, Tony, because you said, I sneezed away from the mic. I said, well, maybe look down when you sneeze. And you went, yeah, but if I do that, I'll headbutt the mic. And I thought, well, nothing wrong with that. That'll be funny for me. Let's face it, it's normally me that headbutts the mic. But that suddenly reminded me of something, Tony. Okay. There's an Australian stand-up comic called Colin Cole who has got absolutely the best way to catch a kangaroo.
Right,
which is, you get a big rock,
yeah,
and then you put pepper all over the rock, right?
Yeah.
When the kangaroo walks up to the rock, he'll smell the pepper, sneeze, knock himself out on the rock, and then you just, whatever you want to do to him, quite frankly.
Whatever you want to do to him.
Yeah, I was just killing him rather than fucking him, because like kangaroo meat is yum tasty. Apologies to any vegetarians out there, but let's face it, they won't have the energy to complain. Fuck them.
True.
Right, now, I was listening to Total Talk Nonsense last week on the advice that the show was 10% faster.
Yeah.
right, because of their crazy Skypey thing, right? But I managed to accidentally listen to the show before.
Okay.
Sorry, the show after. I listened to the latest show.
Oh, right, yeah.
And thought, this isn't slow. This is 2 hours, 24 minutes long. And they went, no. This is the one from last week. We did a very, but it was an excellent show because I'd managed to fall off the subscription list on iTunes. So I have resubscribed. And I have to say, Tony, one excellent show it was. Absolutely excellent.
Oh, good.
And they did mention, an old clip of them phoning up Penn Jillette when, and I was really pleased about it because they phoned up the show and they mentioned us in it, in the phone call. So we went out to lots of people that listen to Penn Jillette. So thanks very much, Scott, for that brilliant call from a long time ago, which was then on a show that I didn't mean to listen to, but did and enjoyed anyway.
Good.
Does that make sense to you?
No. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Now, last Friday, I did a gig in Bedford. Now, Bedford is only 15 miles from the Highwayman's Lodge. Hmm. And you'd think that would be easy to get to, but yeah, it's not, because it's technically across country. And it meant that if I'd wanted to get the train there, I'd have had to have gone in and out of London, right, to get there, which is ridiculous. So I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll get the bus, right? So I tried to get the bus, but I couldn't get the bus back because I'd have had to go a short distance from the Highwayman's Lodge to get the bus there, but then I couldn't have got the bus back. So then I phoned up the bloke who was running the gig, and he happened to be driving via me to get there, so I got a lift there. Result!
Nice.
Gig itself was great fun. Had a really, really good time. Then I had to get home. I thought, oh, I can't get a bus home because the last bus from Bedford to the Highwayman's Lodge would have been at approximately 9:26, that is approximate, and I wasn't on stage till half 10, so there was no chance there. So I managed to get a lift back with the delightful Charmian Hughes, who dropped me off in Hitchin, where I went out. And I went to Tony, I went down to Bombora, where I go often, where the doorman had a massive go at me about the last time I'd been there, when apparently I'd been, and I quote, casually rude to him.
Casually rude.
Casually rude. I don't think that's a reason to bar someone from a bar for being casually rude. If I'd hit someone, glassed someone, bottled someone, been aggressively rude, fair enough. But I've been casually rude. And he said to, and I knew this, I was at school with this bloke. And he said, look, Paul, I'd like to say, before you go in, that the last time you were here, you were very out of order to me. And I said, I've got no recollection of that. He went, I know, you were very drunk. I said, well, will you tell me what I did? He went, no. I said, well, will you tell me what I said? He went, no. I said, well, I couldn't have been that bad then. Otherwise, you'd have told me. He went, no. You were casually rude. I tried to stop laughing. I went, okay. I promise not to be casually rude to you ever again. He went, all right, as long as you understand that, it's fine. I went, I do understand that. I must not be casually rude. Next time I see him, I'm just going to be a fucking prick to him because I'm not going back in there anyway. They charge you £2.50 to get in now. So I thought, after that, I had one drink in there with my mate Tiddles, who's a doorman, who's a nice doorman, and then I went up to Remix Nightclub where I do my show, right, thinking I'll go and have a quiet drink in there. Didn't have a quiet drink in there. Have you heard of a DJ called DJ Bookham?
No.
He's a very big drum and bass DJ, as I discovered. There were 600 idiots in there, mostly from Stevenage. And I thought, what the fucking hell is going on here? I'm in a drum and bass massive club by mistake. I'm not having a quiet drink. It's insane. And then I saw Lee, the magic act, who I run my show with. And he went, Paul, don't hang about here. Come up to the VIP area. I went, all right then. So I went and got a drink and I went up to the VIP area. And there's, like, you know, 600 oiks jumping about like lunatics to drum and bass.
Yeah.
And I'm standing in the VIP area with about 10 people, one of which, I'm told, is a major something or other bloke. Full-length leather coat, sunglasses on. It's 1 a.m. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm at Disco Matrix. What is this going on here? Tried to have a chat with this bloke who was too cool for school. When I was introduced to him, because I was introduced to him, I went to shake his hand. And he did that thing when you punch your heart to say respect.
All right.
And did all that rather than shaking my hand. And I said out loud in front of people, oh no, you've missed my hand and accidentally punched your heart. He looked a little bit embarrassed by this, so then shook my hand, which is all I'd asked for in the first place. That was fine. Had a couple of drinks, went out. It was Halloween, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, obviously, a lot of people in fan stress. Oh, one bit I've left at the gig in Bedford, the show manager there, this lovely, lovely lady, very, very attractive, very nice, young, just how I like them. And, but she left early. And I said, how come you're leaving? And she said, I can't tell you. And I went, yeah, but you've got to change. What are you wearing? Because she had a short coat on and what appeared to be stockings on and a garter.
Nice.
A black and white garter. She went, I'm not showing you. I'm not showing you. I went, oh, go on. She went, no, no, no. You'll take the piss. I went, well, all right. It doesn't matter. I'd been in Remix Nightclub for half an hour when said show manager walked past me. She'd travelled the 15 miles. She'd got a lift there. She loves her drum and bass. It's Halloween. She's in fancy dress. And there she was in a full sexy WPC outfit with hat, black and white, checked garter on. And I just looked at her. She actually screamed, which is the desired response on Halloween, I suppose. And I went, ha, 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 you sexy WPC. Now your secret is out. She said, what are you doing here? I said, I live here. What's your excuse? And she was quiet and ran off. One other thing I hadn't mentioned about Halloween. Everybody dresses up for Halloween, don't they? But in conventional terms, they dress up in scary outfits. But girls these days just seem to want to dress up sexy. I've got no problem with that. There were sexy all sorts there. Whilst in Bedford, the first thing I saw, though, was two blokes dressed up. Not in Halloween costume. But I saw Banana Man and Ali G have a fight. It was brilliant. And Banana Man had the upper hand.
Of course he did.
Last but not least.
Yeah.
When I left the nightclub, I went to get a cab to go home. And I'm in the queue for the taxis. And a bloke tapped me on the shoulder and I looked round and his girlfriend, dressed as a sexy witch, was looking very pissed and slightly in a heightened state of confusion, shall we say.
Okay.
And he said, and I had my guitar case on my back, I had my guitar on my back, right, because I'd done a gig and all that. And he said, excuse me, mate. And I went, yeah, what? He said, can my girlfriend do a piss in your guitar case?
Right.
Now, why on earth would he think that I would say yes? Why on earth,
that
in a
quite
queue
random
of people at 2 a.m. or whatever time it was, waiting for a cab, would I said yes, of course, hang on while I unzip it, let her have a piss in my guitar case? I said, if that was my girlfriend and you had a guitar case on your back and I pointed and I tapped you on the shoulder and said, excuse me, mate, can my girlfriend do a piss in your guitar case, what would you say? He said, I'd say, no fucking way, mate. Don't be so rude. I said, right. So what the fuck are you on about? He went, oh, fair point, yeah. And then a cab came, so I got in it and fucked off before anybody pissed in my guitar case. So that was Friday.
Right.
What did you do for Halloween? Anything?
Not really. I drove down to Poole, spent the night there, and then we went to Alton Towers the next day.
Oh, yeah, because that's near Poole.
We drove up together. It was nicer. So we did stayed in Halloween, but went up on the first to Alton Towers and freezed our asses off.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it really, really cheap to get in at this time of year?
I don't know. Normally, they have they close this weekend.
Right.
It's their last weekend of the year. They have a big fireworks night.
Oh, okay.
But that's why I went. But then apparently the locals have been complaining and they cancelled the fireworks. So it was just a fucking cold day at Alton Towers.
Oh, right,
with no end. No big end. Just go home. Oh, okay.
So I would take it that you didn't go on the log flume then.
Yeah, well, no, we did go on the rapids.
Well,
we thought we'd get out of the way. First thing we did, we'd go to the water ones, get this out of the way so we can dry off, and then went to the other ones.
Quite mad, the pair of you. Yeah. Quite mad, you hear me? All right, so it was good, was it?
It was good, yeah, it's good to go, but I think we're going to go back when it's a bit warmer.
I think that would be more sensible.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Tony, the best day to go up there in summer is a Monday or Tuesday when the kids are at school. And because it is quieter, you're not waiting for an hour and a half to get on a ride.
Yeah.
I'll just as a piece of advice, Tony.
Yeah. That's it for my weekend, really.
All right, well, thanks very much for that then. Let's play the next song.
It was the year of 96 when I decided to do something sick. I got myself a shovel, I got myself a trowel, decided to find the remains of the king of rock and roll. Gave a million girls wet dreams whilst eating burgers and ice creams. A mission to Graceland to desecrate what's lying there. Memorabilia, necrophilia, leaves Priscilla in despair.
Let me be your teddy bear.
Cheeseburgers and french fries, sleeping pills on the colonel's lap. Just what was I gonna find? Cheeseburgers and french fries, beneath these grounds, Elvis lies. I'm searching for the king of rock and roll. Cheeseburgers and french fries, sleeping pills on the colonel's lap. Just what was I gonna find? Cheeseburgers and french fries, beneath these grounds, Elvis lies. I'm searching for the king of rock and roll. I opened up the tube, I'm peered into the gloom. Then, much to my surprise, the bloated corpse did arise. The king was still alive. The king was still alive.
And I started to cheer.
Cheeseburgers and french fries, sleeping pills on the colonel's lap. Just what was I gonna find? Cheeseburgers and french fries, meet these grounds, Elvis lies. I'm searching for the king of rock and roll. Cheeseburgers and french fries, sleeping pills on the colonel's lap. Just what was I gonna find? Cheeseburgers and french fries, beneath these grounds, Elvis lies. I'm searching for the king. The king of rock and roll.
Tony, that's Searching for the King by Popeye's Dick.
Cool.
What I want to know is, what is Popeye's Dick's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Popeye's Dick.
No, it's not. They haven't got one either.
Oh, okay.
In fact, there is very little web presence for Popeye's Dick. I am going to try and find out more. They are associated with various other bands, though, including King Kurt and Frenzy. Steve Whitehouse, the double bass player in Frenzy and lead singer of Frenzy, is playing bass on that as well. And I'll try and get a bit more Popeye's Dick stuff because I quite like it. This is the Dead Sixes, of course.
Of course.
And I do want to just tell you briefly about a couple of things before I go on about this weekend. Last Saturday, after my Friday lift there and back, on Saturday I was at a gig in sort of Esher, Molesley, Hampton Court area, right? And I had to get the train there and back, and it was an absolute nightmare. It was I had to get 6 trains and have 4 20-minute walks to sort out the gig. The gig itself was great fun. It was at a sports club called Imber Sports and Leisure Club, which is it was a Metropolitan Police fundraiser, I think, something like that. Anyway, I don't mind helping out the filth, and it was great fun. And I was on with Jeff Norcott, who's very, very nice, and Lee Canterbury, who's very, very nice, and Matt Kershen, who's an absolute legend, who was one of the finalists in Last Comic Standing last year.
Yeah.
And it was going to come and do my gig in Hitchin, and my gigs in Hitchin Electric next March. excuse me. And I forgot what I was going to say about that. When I got back, I went for a late drink in the Vic in Hitchin. I phoned ahead to check it was okay too, and yeah, it was fine. And it was my friend Zoe's birthday, and she was dressed up as a witch. And, you know, it annoys me a bit because everyone was dressed... Oh, sorry, it was my mate Lindburn's birthday, but I didn't see him. He'd already left before I got there.
All right.
And it was her birthday on Sunday, but she was having her party then. And everyone was dressed up in fancy dress gear, even though it was the day after. And I do find that rather confusing because I can't understand why people will celebrate things, you know, not on the day they're on, necessarily. For example, Chang, right?
Hmm.
How do you feel about Christianity?
Take it or leave it.
You can take it or leave it. But would you say that Christmas Day is December 25th?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter, does it? If it doesn't matter that it's not a Saturday night. Christmas Day doesn't have to be on a Saturday, does it?
No.
It's on the 25th of December. That is Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Now, bearing in mind that most people can take or leave Christmas, and or indeed can take or leave Christianity, in the same way that they can take or lead or take or leave paganism or Wiccanism or witchcraft in general, why can't they have their Halloween do on Halloween? Why can't they have it on Friday? Why has it got to be on Saturday just because that's more convenient? It seems daft.
Yeah.
I just get a bit annoyed about it, and I get a bit annoyed about it in the same way that the British government changed May Day. May Day was the first Monday in May. That was it. That was the holiday. That was the public holiday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not like now. It's got to fit in with other things, and it pisses me off.
Well, what are they changing
anyway? Oh, well, it's different now, isn't it? May Day isn't necessarily the first Monday,
isn't it?
No, the May bank holiday fits in with other things now. It pisses me off.
Oh, okay.
Any road up, I'll calm down.
Yeah.
Because I also want to mention this one other thing, that on Wednesday I'm going for a casting for an advert.
Really?
Now, bear in mind... right?
It's not something like erectile dysfunction, is it?
That would be ironic.
Sorry, carry on.
But bear in mind that I've been banned from driving, or as I call it, doing my bit for the environment.
Yeah?
It's a car insurance advert.
No. Wicked.
And they've asked for me as well, because apparently I look friendly and approachable. So I will let you know how I get on with that, basically. I mean, I'm not expecting to get it at all, because mostly they invite hundreds of people along for a casting who all look fairly similar, or they invite loads of comics down, and basically the comics give them ideas for the advert, and then they get someone pretty. That's what always happens.
Yeah.
But anyway, I am going on Wednesday, so I will let you know how I get on with that. And regardless of what happens, I will not be slagging off said institution, because they have actually asked for me, supposedly on a shortlist. I don't think it is a shortlist. I think there'll be loads of people there, but they made a point of getting in touch with my agent and saying we'd like Paul to come down. So we'll see. That'll be quite funny.
Do we mention who it is?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to mention who it is or how much cash it is. But if I don't get it, I'll tell you who it was and how much cash it was and how pissed off I am. and I won't be available on Bonfire Night to go and see fireworks, which is, of course, this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because I've got a gig for Brian Damage. I've got another pear-shaped gig. The last one went horrendously badly. This one is pear-shaped in Fitzrovia, the original and best, though, at the Fitzroy on Charlotte Street. If you don't fancy fireworks, or actually if you see the fireworks early and then you want to come out later, I'll be on Charlotte Street in central London on Wednesday night, having just done a casting for an unnamed insurance company. If, however, you can't get to either of those things, Friday and Saturday night are my gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth. They feature Silky and Dave Fulton. It'll be a very good show. We've already had a lot of interest about the Hitchin show, and we've got a couple of big advanced bookings. So do make sure you get down early to the show in Hitchin if you want to come. As far as I know, in Letchworth, tickets are still available. Phone up Letchworth Arts Centre for more info. That's about it, really.
Okay, cool.
What about you, mate? Got anything coming up?
Not this week, I don't think so, no. Might try and do a bonfire night, but it would probably be more at the weekend when me and Steph can get together. Because I bet there's firework nights on more or less every night, isn't there?
Which pisses me off.
Yeah, they started last weekend. They're going to carry them right through probably December.
Yeah, I know, but it should be on Wednesday. That should be it.
Yeah.
Especially as bonfire night, it's not a late night.
No, it's not.
It's not like people are going out drinking. It's a thing primarily for kids. It's normally wrapped up by 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Why can't it just be on Wednesday? Why has it got to be at the weekend? I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, we always, yeah, it's like party on. Sorry?
Yeah, did you say, yeah, it's like party on?
It's like party on.
It's just like party on. Well, why do you need fireworks? Have a party. If you don't have a party, have a fucking party.
Yeah. The thing that pisses me off about fireworks is they do start, they seem to start, what, mid-October and then just carry on until January.
Oh, no, there's a reason for that. The reason that firework nights start early is because fireworks are also wrapped up in, is it Diwali or something? They have big firework parties for, it's a Hindu or something thing, isn't it, that has fireworks, and that happens a week or two before firework night.
All right.
So I don't mind that so much, in that they have it at the right time. They have it when it is. I can't remember what the celebration is because I'm not really interested, quite frankly. But it does happen,
right?
And that is, it is a week or so before firework night. So I can understand that happening, but then I can't understand the stuff going on after that. That's just silly. Have it then. They have fireworks. We have fireworks for bonfire night. We didn't invent fireworks. The Chinese did. They're just fairly convenient for minor explosions. Our main thing, it's called, like, Guy Fawkes night wasn't firework night. It became known as bonfire night because Guy Fawkes was burnt at the stake, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think. Was he burnt? That's what we do, isn't it?
He must have been burnt, surely.
Yeah, that's why we burn a cloth impersonation of a Catholic.
Yeah. But couldn't you, what you read up before,
also known as the current Pope. Yeah.
But couldn't we? Did you read up before that he died in January, the year after? So they must have obviously tried and executed him. So why do we celebrate it on November the 5th?
Because that's the day he was caught. That's the day he tried to do it.
All right, but we burn. Okay, but you see, you understand what I'm saying? We probably should burn it. We should have it on January. We actually burnt him.
That would also make sense, I'm sure. Yeah. Perhaps it clashed with something else.
Probably did.
Perhaps it clashed. Perhaps the initial one clashed. They went, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's do it when he was caught. Let's do it when he was foiled rather than when he was burnt.
Yeah. Much
makes
better.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Good. Right. Now, Tony.
Yes.
For a very long time, I have been wanting to play another track by Wowie Los Arcs from their fabulous album, Cantan y Español, En Español. And finally, I've got a copy.
Cool.
So I don't just have to play, yeah, 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 yeah. This time round, I'm going to play, oh, Rede Tablitas, which is absolutely brilliant. And it's off their brilliant album. I strongly recommend that you buy it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Wowie Los Arcs' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Wowie Los Arcs.
And how are you spelling args?
A-R-R-G-H-S.
It is. You're right, but it's not enough. It's poorly being the internet for Tony too. And this is, oh, Rede Tablitas.
Go, go, go.
Al go, go. Wow.
So, that was Wowie Los Args and Whoa, Ready to Blisters. Did you like that, Tug?
Yeah, man.
It's just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Hey, there's one thing I forgot to say.
Okay.
Right? Which is, because we haven't mentioned it this week, but oh, bloody hell, go away, woman. that sounds wrong. was that I haven't even mentioned the debacle and non-story, which was Russell Brand and Jonathan Ross.
Oh,
I?
Dear, no. Every hour on the hour.
I'm glad that it appears to have died down, because it was just such a load of rubbish. What I think is, right, with everything that's going on in the world, with earthquake disasters in Pakistan, an American election, a global slowdown, you know, Forrest drawing against Derby in what was quite frankly a brilliant match and hilariously funny, especially as in injury time, Derby scored two perfectly good goals and missed a penalty. It was great. Ha ha, fuck 'em, right? Blood sheep shaggers, right? I think the only reason that it became such a big story was that the British media were trying to put people off the fact that there were going to be a load of witches flying around last Friday. Completely forgotten about it. We did nearly fall victim to that. I'm just pleased it's gone. I think it's just a load of shit.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's two not particularly talented comedians who have just done well for themselves in other ways. Jonathan Ross is a fantastic TV presenter and a fantastic radio bloke and all of that, but he's not a comic, but has been billed as one.
Yeah.
And Russell Brand, who's only got famous because he's pretty, right? And the lot, not that I fancy him.
What about to say?
Although I am tempted.
Okay, fair enough.
It's just been left. Oh God, these terrible things. Like the BBC must be all that. They should have sacked the bloody editor of the show. It was pre-recorded. Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry. I've given up.
Yeah, no.
I've stopped about that now. Make sure you vote for us at Podcast Alley. Make sure that you review us at iTunes. Make sure that you check out all the profiles of the bands on this week's show and buy their stuff. They're all brilliant and they deserve your support. Yeah, that's a bit, Tony. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.
But you can't Jane.
I didn't even say goodbye, Tony, properly, but you're such a consummate professional. You sussed it out. I think the BBC could learn a lot from that. And quite frankly, now that Russell Brand has resigned, there's now a gap at Radio 2 for us. One door closes, another one opens. Cheers, man.
Cheers, man.